Hi, it's Allison from Virginia, and I've been an AFR listener since it started in Richmond in the 90s. AFR has been my partner in the spiritual war taking place for this country. The American Family Association loves the United States and is standing on God's word for its guidance. God is my strength, and AFR is my partner in trying to spread the truth and to keep people educated. Thank you so much.
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sherathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Hey, what a great song. Who's the singer there? Brent Creeley, do you know? Our producer find out. Isn't that a great song?
I think it's Brent Creeley.
Yeah.
Is that Brent?
I don't think our producer. It's Brent Creeley. Brent Creeley, our producer, is gifted in a lot of areas.
What we did is we asked AI to get Brent Creeley's voice on it.
All right. Welcome back to Sherathon. We'll be here till noon Central Time. This foursome will be, and then we'll have Brother Todd Herman will be coming in. He's in studio,
by the way.
Yeah. He's recording, I guess, across the window here.
Yes. I see his hands.
Todd's from Idaho, but he found Mississippi on the map and came here to visit us. So with a banjo on his knee, actually, all the way. So Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano, Wesley Wildman, and Steve Paisley Jordahl, and he's rocking the Paisley.
I am. I figured first day, might as well.
I've got that answer for you, Tim.
Okay, who is the song we just played? Who was that?
Thrive Worship.
Well, what a great song, and they did a great job of that. And we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. This is Sherathon Day 1. We'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll close out Sherathon on Thursday afternoon. But in the meantime, we're having a good time, and we're celebrating the goodness of God, and we're celebrating the faithfulness of our listeners and supporters who believe in the ministry of American Family Radio and are calling in their donations. Ed?
Yeah, absolutely. The number to call if you would like to give to our Sherathon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We have folks who are in Sherathon Central just down the hallway waiting to take your call, or you can go online at afr.net. Now, we do have between 11 a.m., this is Central Time, between 11 a.m., so it is underway, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we are challenging our listening audience. We want 100 listeners to become a Great Commission partner. That is a monthly supporter of American Family Radio. You give monthly. You don't have to worry about writing a check. You can do it as you probably
don't
well
worry
know,
about it. But no sense in worrying about writing a check.
Yeah, you don't want to worry.
No,
about
just
that.
Do a bank draft or
credit card.
It's easy to do, and you don't have to worry about finding a stamp at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you're looking through your drawers at your house trying to find a stamp. You don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that.
So how can they avoid that, Ed?
Well, they can become a Great Commission partner. They can give monthly. So we're challenging 100 listeners to become a monthly supporter during this roughly 2 hours between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. I do want to make mention of the fact that we do have our Spring Sherathon premiums. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a book by Stephen McDowell, The Bible, Divine or Human. Or if you become the aforementioned Great Commission partner, with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you not only receive the Stephen McDowell book, but the AFR embossed Padfolio. We do have a difference of opinion on this show as to whether or not I should continue calling it a padfolio, but I will challenge the rest of you. Do you have a better word for this?
Yeah, a notepad.
No. What about the notepad cover?
A notepad that zips up.
Yes.
The black zippy doohickey thingy.
Yeah, all right, folks. I think you know who the winner is.
I tell you what,
though,
if I were going to make a donation to a Share-a-thon, I would want the padfolio.
You'd want the padfolio.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, you don't want just a notebook.
A notebook with a zipper?
With
nobody
a zipper?
Wants that.
It's a
padfolio.
It's got AFR embossed on the very nice pleather cover. And so the number to call is 877-616-2396. We have people standing by.
I think you're practicing your QVC voice too much. Sales.
People are standing by to take your call.
For the padfolio.
For the crock pot. For the crock pot.
Well, we do have a challenge going on.
Oh, yeah. That's
yes. Cool. It is. We're challenging 100 listeners to become a monthly supporter, become a great commission partner. That is going on until 1 p.m. Central Time.
So for context, we had a rough between 75 and 80 individual pledges last hour. So we need to up that. So we're going to have to give out the number even more this hour. If we're wanting to get to 100, is that right? 100 great commission partners this hour? Is that right?
No, between now and 1 p.m.
Okay.
So we've got roughly an hour and 50 minutes, 5-0.
Okay.
For 100 great commission partners. That's a doable challenge.
Very doable. You know what? I'm still going to give the number out again.
Let's give it out. Do it.
All right. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net.
Steve, over to you.
Yeah, every time I hear you guys say challenge, I expect somewhere in that conversation to be the word duel. So,
like the old West,
yeah, you know, 50 paces,
yeah,
or sports.
I challenge you.
All right, hey, good news out of Florida and our friends at First Liberty. So, in 2022, a church called New Way Church in Palm Coast, Florida, had a local candidate for school board at their church. And during the worship service, the political candidate addressed the crowd. Hi, how are you doing? This is who I am. And they prayed for this candidate. Someone told the IRS, and the IRS brought them to court saying they were going to challenge their tax-exempt status because they were praying for a political candidate during a worship service. Yeah. Well, there's a new sheriff in town, and as of March 21, that lawsuit has been dropped. Although, I will have to give kudos to First Liberty, who thinks it's all because they got involved. I'm sure it is. But
okay, so this is one of those things where we try to be careful not to endorse particular candidates. We do talk about issues. And so this was a church that prayed that a particular candidate would get elected?
No, they prayed for the candidate. The candidate came and said, hi.
just prayed for the candidate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's absurd.
Let me guess,
that was under the Biden
administration. Let me guess, it's a conservative church.
Yes.
That's
because that wouldn't have happened at the...
That's a bingo right
there.
No,
if it's a liberal church, they don't care. That happens all the time.
How many times have you seen Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or any of the Democrats?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen and heard Hillary Clinton's accent change when she's in a black church.
Yeah.
Then she suddenly starts talking kind of in a southern accent.
I know.
Kamala Harris had that gift too.
She did.
Yeah.
She could change. She could switch accents depending on where she was.
That's quite a power.
We in the Christian church have the gift of tongues. They don't quite. They're not near as powerful. So they just have the gift of accents.
The gift of accents, right there in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere
chapter
there.
12.
I think it's more in First Opinions. Somewhere.
Next story, Steve.
All right. Our friends over at MRC have been, I talked to one of their people. Do you know that
Media Research Center? Okay.
They are kind of a media watchdog, a conservative media watchdog that holds the news outlets accountable when they are do the double standard thing. Anyway, they have someone, and I hope this guy's getting paid a lot of money. They have someone that does nothing but watch The View.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine?
That's got to be the whoever the rookie is.
I know, right?
Whoever's the most recent hire. Oh, what's my job? You get to watch the view.
Well, this person wrote a report. They counted up some stuff, and in the first 4 months of this year, The View had 63 guests, 63 liberals, and zero conservatives. It doesn't really shock you if you know The View, but still.
I just need to be careful. What? You know, I don't need to speak ill of the dead. and by that, I mean intellectually dead.
That's well played, Ed.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you could end there. That was good.
I had written that down earlier on my padfolio. So
okay.
They are shrill. They are hypocritical. And they don't.
Please don't do spoiler alert. I've got it taped.
Okay.
I'm recording it at home.
Yeah.
You don't want me to give away what happens?
Think I can't prove this. This is just Wesley's thoughts here. I feel as if they're more comical. I think they get more views or response from people like us that find humor or mockery in what they do than actually people that follow them for constructive help.
It's interesting you say that, because at our story meeting in the newsroom.
Does any of that make sense?
Someone said, because Fox News will pick up on an MRC study like this, mm-hmm. and they'll play the clips. More people watch The View on Fox than watch The View.
Yes.
Now, their viewership is not bad. That's what I thought.
We're talking about The View with those four.
Almost 3 million people per episode.
That's like Bill O'Reilly's numbers, nighttime.
Yeah, so that's the way he would draw. And this is during the day.
Yeah. So anyway, but my point is, they have their niche and they know it.
Right.
And it's not dumb. It's smart for them to cater to one particular niche, which is liberal women out there across America. So just like Fox appeals a lot of times to conservatives,
yeah,
they know where their bread's buttered, so to speak, and they stick with it. So
I always want to, when I see clips of them, I always want to say to the TV or to the screen, calm down, ladies. But I know how well that
works.
I know how well that goes.
But there's not much intellectual juice right there with that bunch.
No,
there's just not. It's just
real shallow about that.
Yeah,
for those that are watching, about that deep.
It's interesting, Ed. You said that it's a little even more surprising because it's in the daytime. But what you're not taking into consideration is their audience is comprised of all those people that the Democrats pay to go to protests. They don't have jobs, so they watch The View. So
that could be.
All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Wesley with Steve. We thank you for listening. We encourage you to call in and make a pledge and become a monthly donor. Please consider that, because that's the backbone of our financial stability, is to know that we can count on a certain amount of revenue each month. And we get that because people say, hey, put me down for $30, $40, $50 a month, $100 a month, or whatever the case may be. Many of you already do that, and for that, we're very grateful and appreciative. But if you have been considering doing that, you can do that by your debit card, credit card,
Bank draft.
There's bank draft. Many people pay bills by bank draft.
Right.
That way you don't have to worry about it each month, and you don't have to find an envelope or a stamp and write a check. So if you would consider putting us in that category, we would be very, very grateful, so that we can know what to count on, you know, ever how much you want to donate monthly. And so we're trying to get 100 new. We call those people who support us monthly in the way we just mentioned, Great Commission partners. And so we're trying to get 100 new Great Commission partners between now and noon Central Time, right?
1 o'clock Central Time.
1 o'clock.
I made that mistake earlier. That's me. I said noon, but it's 1.
1 o'clock Central Time. So if you, if that is what you want to do, I'm about to give you the phone number. Or if you're just wanting to give a gift of any size to American Family Radio,
This is what we're doing. This is why we're doing Share-a-thon, to bring our financial needs to our listeners, because we are listener-supported Christian radio. Here's the phone number to reach us, 877-616-2396. That's a phone number that rings right here in our studios, well, not in these physical studios, but right down the hall where we have people answering the phone, 877-616-2396. The website is AFR.net. Just go to AFR.net, and you can give that way. Somebody going
to
say something?
I was just going to say, folks, we encourage you to call to get our Share-a-thon staff busy, because if they're not answering phones, I'm just going to speak from the heart here.
Share your heart, Ed.
They go into the hallway and start to eat our food. Okay?
That is not a joke.
That is all kinds our of snacks food. There.
Well, we put it out there.
We put it out there, but we want some left over.
Okay.
And if they're all eating the snacks, guess what? There's not much left over for Tim and I and Wesley and Steve. Right.
Keep them busy.
Brent. So keep them busy. Keep them answering that phone and their hands on the computer.
Yeah. Away from the little Debbies.
Yeah.
Right? Or the Twinkies.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a lot of health food on that table back there. Have you seen the honey buns?
I saw them briefly.
They're honey buns that are high antioxidants. It's an unusual combo.
Well, honey, high in vitamin C, vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
So 877-616-2396 is the number to call. That's 877-616-2396. It is our spring Share-a-thon, and the theme of our spring Share-a-thon is pour out your spirit.
Vitamin cholesterol.
What now?
They're full of vitamin cholesterol as well.
Honey buns?
Yeah.
Vitamin fortified cholesterol.
Fortified cholesterol, right.
Honey buns are one of those things you do not look at the calories or the contents.
No.
Just rip the package off and go to town.
That's most of those Hostess or Little Debbie snacks.
Yeah, and you
do not want to look at
that. Don't look at that. No. If you're going to do that, don't eat it.
Yes, okay?
Don't even pick it up in the first place.
Kind of like they say in some stores or restaurants, if you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it.
Bingo.
And so if you
have to look at the calories on the back of a honey bun,
don't eat it.
You can't afford to eat it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Your mouth is writing checks your body can't cash.
That's right.
Let's hear from one of our fine listeners from across the U.S. of A.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Taylor. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Arkansas. I just wanted to say that for a period of time, I was very lost and addicted to drugs, highly addicted and living out on the streets, homeless. My own mother and father had to turn me away at times when I'd asked to spend the night in their home. It was a difficult thing for them to do, but eventually God got a hold of me and they began to allow me to use their vehicle to go to work because I got a new job, and they had it on AFR and I would listen to it every day. And Abraham Hamilton helped me to find out there was a better purpose for me, and I started to give my life to the Lord and gained a relationship back with my own children, and I have custody of them to this day. God has completely eradicated any drugs and alcohol from my life, and I live my life for Him now, and I listen to y'all faithfully, and I'm very grateful for the changes y'all helped me make in my life through your ministry. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen.
We've had some good listener testimonies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's powerful.
Absolutely. And the bottom line there of that message is God can change your life.
Amen.
Huh?
We have a lot of gospel programming on American Family Radio. This show, for the most part, today's issues is what you're listening to. We do talk a lot about politics, but we will sometimes veer into some little bit of preaching. But we do have gospel programs. Abraham Hamilton III, his show, he starts off with a little Bible study, you know, before he gets into the politics and the events of the day. There's a lot of gospel going forward, and the gospel changes lives.
Abe is a preacher, and he has an uncanny knack of being able to take the political and make a spiritual implication and application to it.
Yeah, and by preacher, you were speaking literally.
Literally.
He's a pastor.
At a church.
Part-time at a church here, but he works here full-time as our
general counsel. Next story, Steve.
All right, we talked maybe it was yesterday, about this bill in Colorado that would favor transgender kids if the parents...
If it passed.
If it passed. It hasn't passed yet, But I'm going to tell you, it's almost redundant because I have a story out of Colorado that from the Federalist. The Federalist says they've changed the names to protect the anonymity of these people involved. But there's a couple that they're calling Robert Cameron and Nancy Drake, who they're divorced, but they have a son together. And he's 13 years old. He's now 14. And mom wants him, is teamed up with what he called, what the Federalist calls an activist therapist. And they are putting him through, giving him puberty blockers and all the rest. And dad says, no. Dad says, my goal is just to get him to 18 so he can make this decision by himself.
Right.
I'm sure that he would prefer he not do it, but the court has completely taken any rights of the father away. Now, the father's not allowed to talk to the kid at all about this issue and has no parental rights now.
Now, where tell me where this story is. Is it on AFN, or where did you find this one?
This is from the Federalist. If you look, the headline is, Father Fights to Keep Government from Sterilizing His Son.
I'm just going to tell you, it's dangerous to live in a blue state.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is, especially for families, but in general, but especially for families.
A deep blue state in particular.
Yeah.
Colorado's pretty blue.
I was talking to somebody the other day that was asking me, because I lived there for 15 years. I moved there in 2001.
Or 2000, it was red then.
And it was pretty red. But over the years, there's a large contingency of gay rights activists. You know, Tim Gill, his foundation, was in Colorado Springs and put tons of money into turning that state blue. And it was purple for a while, and now it's fairly blue. I know there.
When they legalized recreational marijuana, I knew they were lost. Yeah. They were gone.
I remember the day.
Well, Tim Gill, as you mentioned, homosexual, but he's a billionaire businessman.
Yeah.
He set out, this is probably 10 years ago, he set out to use his money and the money from the foundations that he had set up to change states. In fact, he said, while other groups are working at the national level, I'm working at the local and state level. And it was very shrewd.
What was his name?
Tim Gill.
What did he do? What was he known for?
He's a Cork, I think, maybe.
I don't know how he made his money.
Yes,
the Gill Foundation is kind of like the Soros Open Society, although Tim Gill is very deeply involved in funding politics on the Democrat side.
He's like George Soros, except he's an American.
He's doing local states.
He was the founder of the page layout software company Quark, and that is where he made a bunch of his money. He sold his stake in the company Quark in 1999 for a reported $500 million, and he set aside 60% of his assets, more than $300 million, to fight for LGBTQ rights.
Now, wait a minute. He's living off just $200 million? That's all?
Yeah, he's also the co-founder and chief technology officer of Josh AI. Oh. So I'm sure he's got other monies.
Good, because I was worried for him.
$200 million. You don't want to get below that $200 million
number. That's a
number.
Threshold. Yeah. Right there.
Start
getting nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Making your house note.
I tell my wife when she goes to Sam's or she goes, you know, somewhere, I say, look, do not spend and put us under that $200 million.
Right.
Keep it under a million, darling.
Yeah.
Even if it means putting the Skittles back, right?
That's right.
Just don't do it.
Do what you got to do,
man. Do what you got to do. 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Help us get to 100 great commission partners before 1 p.m. Central Time today, please.
Amen.
During our share time.
There you go. 877-616-2396. It is our spring share-a-thon.
It is. What's our theme?
Our theme is pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. And that is based on Isaiah 44:3. For the Lord promises, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. We're asking God to bless our country with a move of God. That's what we're looking for in our
nation. Boys, we're coming back, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we will be back momentarily with the last half hour of Share-a-thon
on this show.
For our show.
AFA General Counsel, Abraham Hamilton III.
Wow, American Family Association, American Family Radio, American Family News, 1 Million Moms, American Family Studios, AFA Action, iVoter Guide, the Center for Judicial Renewal, the Center for Governmental Renewal, all of these various areas under the AFA umbrella, the American Family Association Foundation, all of these branches of this ministry are vital. And I do not believe I can successfully overstate their significance in this time period. We just saw, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, after sitting for at least 3 years on the fact that the Harris-Biden administration pressured him, Meta, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, to suppress COVID-19 information, to demote the Hunter Biden laptop story. These kind of things, in my view, reveal just how important having this alternative media reach, as well as ministry to plant the flag for faithfulness to Scripture and to the Lord above everything, is inestimably important in this time period. I've said on my program that 2024 is to America what 1998 was to Venezuela. What some people may not be aware of is that it was in 1998 that the Venezuelans eagerly voted for Hugo Chavez. Being ignorant of what was to come thereafter, I don't believe most people, if they saw that you would have government-imposed 15-pound weight loss, you would have the rapid, overwhelming inflation, you would have the elimination of religious liberty, freedom of speech and expression, freedom to gather, all of these things. They didn't see those things coming. You know, they didn't see their right to keep and bear arms being encroached upon by the government. But all those things happened following their election of Hugo Chavez. People think because you put the term democratic in front of socialist, it somehow lessens the significant evil that is prevalent in socialism, but it doesn't. Because those who have voted for socialism in world history have only had that opportunity one time. I think a finer point on the necessity of having a ministry that is willing to boldly stand on God's word, resist the trends and the tides in culture, and to say flat-footed, come with me. We know you built a statue, Nebuchadnezzar. We know that. But come with me. We will not bow to your statue, because the God that we serve is well able to deliver us from you and your fiery furnace. And even if he does not, we refuse to bow, because the God that we serve is worthy for us to serve him and him alone, even unto the loss of our natural lives. And so when you support this ministry, and I'm honored to be a part of this ministry, this is what you're getting to invest yourself and your resources in. And by God's grace, may we continue to fight the good fight until our Lord returns or until he calls us home.
Pastor Tony, I'm from Texas. Hi, I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor, and my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues, and I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working. And I'm blessed by this radio station, edified. And I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed. And with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information. We feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. And we rejoice in God's promise to pour out his Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit out?
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon. You might be wondering, hey, where is In Grace on American Family Radio, which we normally air Monday through Friday at this time slot? Well, during Share-a-thon, we do some interruptions of our regularly scheduled programming, and this is the half hour we do that, one of the half hours we do that. So, In Grace, we'll be back on the air
Friday
with American Family Radio. So, that it hadn't been canceled or anything like that. So,
And it'll be right after Trivia Friday.
That's
right.
Right
back with Trivia Friday.
I want you guys to know that the last 3 months I've been working out very hard so that I can have the stamina to go this extra half hour.
You have been?
Good to know.
Oh, yeah. This is.
It's every 4 or 5 honeymoons. How many?
Yeah.
At least.
Well, we're going 25 and a half more minutes here on American Family Radio.
I can do it.
And we appreciate you listening to Share-a-thon. It's spring Share-a-thon. We do this twice a year in the fall and the spring, so we'll be back in October. But this is Tuesday, day one of 3 days of our Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And in the words of Gomer Pyle, we just want to say for all those who've called already, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's right.
So here's the folks who called in. I've got a few of them here. This is in the last few minutes, or at least the last hour. William in Jamestown, North Dakota. Aaron in Wichita, Kansas. Connie in Findlay, Ohio. And Robert in Lubbock, Texas. And James in Douglas, Georgia. Who else, Ed?
Well, we got Jessica in, is that Mamou, Louisiana?
Mamou, yeah.
Wesley in Mechanicsville, Virginia.
No, I'm right here, bub.
Okay. All right. We have Dakota from Demopolis, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Diane from Greenville, North Carolina. We have Laura from Marengo, Ohio. I like that name, Marengo.
Hey, I got a pro tip for you, Ed.
Yeah.
Pick names you can pronounce.
He was doing that. He intentionally skipped a couple.
I did.
Because he didn't know how to pronounce it exactly.
The first thing he said, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Anyway, we are truly American Family Radio because our supporters are Christian brothers and sisters from all over the U.S.
Sometimes they're in very blue states like California, Oregon, Washington State. Massachusetts.
Desperately crying out for sanity.
Yes,
help.
That's
right. They get it here on American Family Radio. All right, thank you for listening. If you want to make a gift, please call and be as generous as you possibly can. Why, you ask? Because without you, our financial supporters, there is no American Family Radio. We depend on you, and thank God since 1991, since AFR was first went on the air with station number one, people have always responded, our listeners have always responded with the finances that we needed to carry on.
And even expand. We added a couple of radio stations in Alabama just this past year. We're looking at others. I always say my big dream is for God to open a door for us to have a radio station in Boston, Massachusetts, just for the thrills of seeing people's heads spin off. In a very blue
That's a good
city.
Christian motivation.
Yeah, there
you go.
Anyway, so we do keep our eyes open. You can't just say we want a radio station in Boston, folks. You have to act. The FCC has to approve it. There have to be openings on the dial, so
and
to speak.
And then it takes money.
So
here's
and it would take a lot of money for Boston.
Here's the phone number to call and make a gift to AFR, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. 2396 or go online to afr.net.
We probably should come up on a listener testimony.
All right, let's play one. Play one.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I direct an event in my state capital called Capitol House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state, and I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials, and just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line. And I just want to say thanks.
Wow, that's great, hearing from a listener who heads up a prayer group in the state capital of Ohio.
In praying for political leaders, folks, prayer is a very important. We're commanded to pray for those in authority over us, even those who hold political positions, because God established political authority. That's what Romans 13 says. So if God established political authority, if he has a purpose for government, and if he prefers government to do one thing as opposed to another, which in Romans 13, it is to uphold what is good and punish what is evil. And that means good and evil as God sees it, not man.
That's right.
Then we should pray for, and in our case, in this country, be involved in the political arena. So kudos to that sister in Columbus, Ohio.
I completely agree with you, Ed. Also, too, I don't think we're being direct enough on today's issues. I'm looking at the numbers here, and let me be very specific. We hear it on today's issues, where there's different programmings with different styles and different preferences, but if you enjoy today's issues, please call in and help us. Our numbers, we got a challenge. Our challenge all the way up to 1 p.m. It's to get a 100
Central Time.
We have 1 p.m. Central Time to get 100 great commission partners. And we're asking you, if you enjoy the program, please call in. Help us support during this hour. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. So call in right now. Show your appreciation specifically for today's issues right now.
Amen. Because, folks, I'm just going to tell you, let me just speak honestly
share your heart,
to our listeners.
Share your heart. Share
big
like
time.
You've never shared
like
before.
Like sharing does.
Listen, there are other shows that if they do better than us, they let us hear it.
That's true.
You think Walker
That's
doesn't true. Let us hear it? You think Dr.
We have to go to lunch with him in a little bit.
We would go to lunch with him, and they let us hear it if they do better than our show in terms of the number of pledges and the amount pledged. So please, for the sake of our pride and dignity.
Which the Bible talks about. Having.
Which is. Help us do better than our brethren.
Yes.
So that we can mock them at lunchtime.
Right. I hope this isn't out of line, but folks, we do control the news here on this program, and we might send you a Democrat politician to represent you if you don't give.
Ooh, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
That's true.
877-616-2396. Literally, make us proud, folks. Make us proud of this segment during Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net.
You asking for pride, Ed, is the spiritual equivalent of the, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Permission. Folks, you know, I was just kidding.
I think now it's time for tariff talk.
We're going to slow radio. Things down.
I do actually have a...
Steve Dornall is going to bring us a tariff story.
Yeah, I am. This is the tariff story. Our trade war with China continues.
Uh-huh.
It's heating up now, and I have it on good authority from our friends at the Babylon Bee that China is retaliating against tariffs by putting worse fortunes into fortune cookies.
That's a good one.
Best fortune I ever got at a fortune cookie at a Chinese restaurant was, that wasn't chicken. it made me think.
Yeah.
Got a fortune cookie.
Said that was that ain't
finished
chicken.
Your meal.
Yeah,
that wasn't.
I'm
chicken.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
I think that was actually on the Far Side comic.
Okay.
Anyway. Can we get a little bit less serious? Because did you guys watch the final of the college basketball tournament?
I did. What a great championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, it came down to the last few seconds.
Florida did you want to hear that?
Houston.
Florida beat Houston, yeah.
Let's listen to the last couple seconds as called by the network, Cut 11.
Big ones the other night. National championship is in the balance. 13 seconds left. Florida leads it by two.
Uzan got to go.
Uzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Sharp.
He walked. He can't touch it.
He can't. 1 second. And it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world.
There you go.
There's nothing. Is there anything more exciting than, I'll just say, college sports?
Certainly not hockey.
Well, no, hockey's very exciting. Don't get me wrong.
Everything's beautiful in its own way, Steve.
Yeah.
You don't know
Everything
this?
Everything is beautiful.
College sports, though, is at the very least a couple of notches above everything else.
I did not understand that until I moved to the SEC country.
Yeah.
Because out in the Mountain West, in Colorado Springs, Air Force. Go Air Force. Off we go into the wild blue yonder. But
Probably Broncos was the big thing there, right?
Yeah.
The Nuggets,
but
maybe.
I'm a Raider fan, so it wasn't pleasant.
yeah, well, that's true.
But, yeah, college sports down here is a whole other level.
Yeah.
Well, the University of Florida wins the men's national championship in basketball, so congratulations to the Gators. Something about saying Florida and basketball championship just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. It's unusual.
It's like baseball third. Football country or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you think back about 10 years ago when they had Hakeem Noah, they had
a great team.
They had about a 4 or 5 year run there where they did.
They won back-to-back championships. I think it was like 2007, 2008, somewhere.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Just be careful around those Florida fans because they start doing that chop thing with their
yes.
their arms.
Gator chomp.
The gator
and
chomp.
That's, look, see what you got 90,000 people doing this right here. people get hurt. You know what I'm saying?
You can poke your eye out, kid.
That's the non-racist chant from the Atlanta Braves.
Florida.
Yeah. Kansas City Chiefs.
Seminoles.
Yeah, right.
All right, you're listening to American Family Radio. We are in day one of Share-a-thon. We thank you for listening to AFR across the country. We hope you're enjoying our Share-a-thon. We, you know, try not to just sit here and say, send money, although we could do that sometime.
And you know what? Your dad used to be unapologetic. I remember I've been here 29 years. Brother Don, the founder of this ministry, would say we treat our listeners like grownups. Right. And they know that a ministry of this size, staff and insurance for the radio towers, all of that for now a radio network over 170 radio stations. He says we will treat our listeners like adults. They know we need to have that money. Mm-hmm. And folks, you are listening to American Family Radio right now because 6 months ago during our 2024 fall Share-a-thon, people gave. So in a sense, we're asking you to make sure that we stay on the air for the next 6 months until our next Share-a-thon in the fall.
Pass it forward.
Pass it forward. Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Pass it forward is like Patrick Mahomes.
You can do that once in a play.
Yes. Right. 877.
You're giving numbers. What are the numbers?
This is the number to call in to Share-a-thon Central.
Okay.
There are people who are listening and ready to take your information. 877-616-2396.
877-616-2396.
Now, Wesley is going to talk about our spring premiums for our spring Share-a-thon.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you can get the complimentary gift book from Stephen McDowell. He's the author. It's called The Bible, Divine or Human, and the subtitle is Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and the Support for Building Your Life and a Nation on Biblical Truth. It's a wonderful booklet. I've read it multiple times, highlighted, underlined it, and I still reference back to this many, many times. So for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you can receive that book. In addition to that, if you become a Great Commission partner with us, we will send you the book that I just described and the embossed padfolio, AFR padfolio, that has a place where you can take notes. And obviously, it will be covered out of the weather with its outside leather case. And we would send you both of those if you become a Great Commission partner for $30 or more.
What did you call it? An outside cover case?
No, I said that it will be covered from outside elements like the wind, rain, cover, because you can zip it up.
Gotcha.
So it's more than just a notepad.
Yes, that's right.
It's more than just a notepad.
It's leather, right?
Leather.
I might, because it would be cool, take that and take the embossed AFR thing, and I would.
We're on the air. But I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you, JJ.
Look,
JJ Jasper's aging, ladies and gentlemen. He's just rambling around the office.
Well, in JJ's defense, we're normally off the air at 11:30. So
that is true. He didn't know. It's okay. Come back. You can come back later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on the microphone.
Yeah. No, we're going.
Oh, we can't. Okay.
So what we need to do for the sake of our audience is reset what just happened.
Okay. For those who don't know, you didn't see the play. We're going to do an instant replay here.
That's right. Instant replay.
We're in studio doing live share-a-thon, the four of us, and we're normally off the air at 11:30, so right. I don't know. JJ thought we were not on the air, so JJ Jasper, who's on Trivia Friday with us and host of the morning show on the AFR Music side with John Riley, he opens the door into the studio while we're live on air and brings in his trophy wife and starts showing her off. And
no.
What?
He wasn't showing off his wife.
That's what he said.
He wanted to come in and congratulate you for picking the national champion.
Hold on a second. Brent Creeley, step to the microphone. I'm not trying to put you between me and the rest of the guys here.
He did
What did JJ say when he walked in the room?
He said, "Hi, I brought Melanie along for show and tell."
Did he really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
And let me define.
He wanted to show off his wife.
Let me define what he meant by that. What he said, what he means is, she's usually not around the office. You don't usually get to see her, so I wanted to bring her by and let y'all know she's here.
That's right. So that's what happened right there.
Yes.
My description of trophy wife, I was just joking around. He wanted to show off his lovely and talented
absolutely
wife and let us know that she, for the few times a year that she comes into the studios,
she's here
and the building, she's here today, and he wanted to say hello to her.
That's
And I got to say, I am rarely, except in my own house, do I have someone so energetically make sure they prove that I'm wrong. That's what Tim just did.
I'm sorry. I get no joy in that. But I felt the need to.
Yes, say, no.
Yeah, you know what happened.
I contradicted
right
you.
Yes, yes.
I said,
you,
yeah.
Hey, you.
That was a little weird, though, to have him start talking.
So that's what just happened.
This has caused what you call in the English language discombobulation.
Yes.
In the studio. We need a reset.
We need to reset.
And get back to our professional coverage of Share-a-thon.
It is Share-a-thon. It is our spring Share-a-thon. And the theme for our Share-a-thon is Pour Your Spirit Out. It is based on Isaiah 44:3, which says, in part, this is God's promise. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants, to which I say, God, may it be. And so it is Share-a-thon. We ask our listeners to help support American Family Radio. If you would like to do that, the number to call is 877-616-2396. We have folks waiting in Share-a-thon Central to take your call, 877-616-2396. Until 1 o'clock Central Time, so just over an hour, we are challenging 100 listeners to become a monthly supporter. That is a great commission partner. 877-616-2396 is the number to call.
All right, Steve, what's your next story?
All right, have you guys noticed that President Trump is having a lot more fun this time in this term than he did in his first?
He is having fun.
He just looks way more relaxed. He really he hasn't picked a lot of fights.
Slapping tariffs left and right.
That's going to be exhausting.
Well, it's exhausting, but it's fun.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have to be as defensive this go-around as he did the first go-around.
No. So he was at the White House yesterday. The Los Angeles Dodgers, who won the World Series, were visiting as they invite championship teams in. And you know, at these events, it's custom for, first of all the lawmakers, the congressmen, senators, and everything from whatever state the championship team is from to come in and be at that ceremony. And it's also custom for the president to point them out. We're glad to have so-and-so and so-and-so.
Senator so-and-so.
Yeah. Well, President Trump was with the Dodgers last night, and it came time to introduce everybody, and this is what happened. Cut 12.
Congratulations, Brian. And others, we have a couple of senators here. I just don't particularly like them, so I won't introduce. Over the course of this amazing season, the members of this team I didn't think it was that big a deal, actually. Washington.
It's Washington.
Do you think decorum matters anymore, or is it gone forever?
Depends on the setting.
I don't think it's gone forever. I think Trump, being a businessman, not a politician, I think he just...
So we need a politician for decorum? Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I'd rather not have it. I'd rather have Trump than decorum. Care.
Oh, I'm not criticizing President Trump, but I'm just saying the fact that he has not spent his whole life as a politician, his adult life, with the goal of being a politician, he wears his feelings on his sleeve and then just shoots from the hip. And that was hilarious. I just think that was funny.
I think there's certain events that you need decorum. You probably need decorum when you're doing a State of the Union address or presiding over some lawmaker's memorial service or whatever. But this was different. This was a little lighter.
When he gave the explanation the other day for the tariffs, remember that? He took about 20 minutes and he read the script and had a suit and tie and did all that. So there are times,
That's fine with me. That was funny. I'll give you that. I'm just saying, if a Democrat gets back in the White House and they do what he just did right there, are we going to act?
I don't care.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Care. I think decorum's just gone with the wind, like the movie. So I don't think it matters anymore. Both sides are guilty. Both Democrats and Republicans are pretty well guilty.
There was Democrats.
Problem here is the Democrats can't find anything to laugh. They're not funny. They have no sense of
really
humor.
They really do have no sense of humor.
No sense of humor. They wouldn't do something
that
like that.
A fact.
Yeah, they would walk in the room if the roles were reversed and they would have something snotty or snarky to say. They wouldn't find – they can't – that's hilarious. Whether you like decorum or not, it's funny. They don't have anything to laugh. It's not funny. They don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't do that.
I just wonder.
But if they did, I'd laugh.
Yeah.
If it was funny.
If it was funny.
But that's the problem.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, I'm just talking about is personal. We're not going
to. We've had this conversation before.
I disagree
that it's a priority.
Digs at people publicly, and they become the matter of laughter. Is that other human beings? Is that fine?
Yeah.
We're good with that. We're good with that.
Yeah. Listen, that's the way I grew up.
Yeah.
You either, it was like hyenas, you know, yes. You either ate or got eaten. And so when I was growing up, you either made fun of somebody else or you were the victim. And now that is probably a bad example to set on a Christian radio station. But to answer your question, it depends. I don't like hard-hearted insults of people, but if you're having some fun, I thought that was funny. If the Democrats had a sense of humor, they would laugh and they would, you know, okay, I get it. But
My wife beats me down senseless with these kind of things, and she says she does it because she loves me.
Yes.
So that's good.
Senseless?
Well, I don't have a whole lot to begin with.
Hey, before we let the rest, we have just a couple of minutes, really.
Yeah, we're going to have some decorum.
We're going to have some decorum
bring
here.
Bring us some decorum.
We have until 1 o'clock Central Time, so just over an hour left in our Great Commission Partner Challenge. So here during our Spring Share-a-thon, we are challenging 100 listeners to become a monthly supporter. Here is the number to call if you would like to give to our Spring Share-a-thon. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I do want to, before we're just about to be done with this program, let you know our Spring Share-a-thon premiums here. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the book written by Stephen McDowell, a personal friend of Tim's, but also a friend of this ministry, founder of the Providence Foundation. The title of the book is The Bible, Divine or Human. If you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive the Stephen McDowell book and the AFR embossed padfolio. I do want to correct something that was said earlier. I don't think the cover is leather. I call it pleather, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if that's leather or not.
When we were so rudely interrupted by JJ, I was going to say I might want that on my car seat, so I cut that out and put it
Oh, there you go.
Back of my car.
Okay.
That would look cooler.
877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can go to AFR.net. We are very grateful for those who have already given to Share-a-thon. But this is day one, folks. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, we continue.
All right. Thanks for listening. My thanks to Westy and to Ed and to Steve and Chris.
Rob West.
And JJ.
JJ and Melanie.
JJ and Melanie dropped by. Brent Creasy, our producer. And keep listening because after the news, Todd Herman will be here.
He's
with
in studio.
To carry on. Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Faith, family,